Another high-profile visit to Ukraine. I'm Pam Puzo, Fox News. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell and three other GOP senators have met with Ukraine's president in Kyiv. The visit comes as the Senate tries to align with the House and approve $40 billion in assistance to Ukraine. Meantime, on the ground,
Russia suffered a big loss here when Ukraine destroyed a pontoon bridge that Russia was using to cross in the eastern portion of this country. Ukraine's airborne command released photos and video of what it says is a damaged Russian bridge over the Seversky-Donets River.
Fox's Matt Finn. The world's leading economies are warning of a global food shortage. G7 diplomats say urgent measures are needed to get stockpiles of grain out of Ukraine. They're being blocked by Russia. Many parents in the U.S. are struggling to feed their babies as the supply of formula dries up.
The president rejecting criticism his administration should have worked to mitigate the baby formula shortage before it became a crisis. Despite saying they've been working on this problem for months, only yesterday the White House announced plans to expand buying options for people paying with WIC benefits, which the administration says will help manufacturers better meet demand.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. The White House is also working to ramp up imports. More demonstrations by abortion advocates who are outraged over the leaked Supreme Court draft opinion that would overturn Roe v. Wade. Some of them have protested outside the homes of justices.
It is incumbent on us to always act appropriately and not to repay tit for tat.
Conservative Justice Clarence Thomas speaking last night at a forum in Dallas. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Several House Republicans, including Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, have been served with subpoenas from the committee investigating last year's Capitol riot. The five lawmakers have refused invitations to appear voluntarily. The January 6th committee is expected to begin public hearings in June. A changing of the guard in the White House briefing room.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki's 224th briefing was her last behind the White House podium.
I want to say thank you to the president and the first lady. They entrusted me in serving this role for the last 15 months.
Psaki was emotional as she listed off dozens of administration colleagues and members of the press corps.
On my best days, and as I look back, I hope I followed the example of integrity and grace.
Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre will replace Psaki in the briefing room next week at the White House. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
President Biden has reaffirmed his commitment to the Asian Pacific region. He's nominated one of his top national security aides as ambassador to the 10-country bloc. That nomination requires Senate confirmation. This week, the president hosted Asian Pacific leaders at the White House.
Discussions have covered a broad range of critical issues, including working together to keep up the fight against COVID-19, to take climate action, pursue a clean energy future, build a sustainable, high-standard infrastructure.
In recent years, China has increased its military presence in the region. An apology from the CEO of Alaska Airlines and a warning that flight cancellations will continue through this month. The airline's customer service lines have been flooded with calls, with some people on hold for up to 10 hours. Because of a pilot shortage, Alaska Airlines has been canceling about 50 flights per day. Pam Puzo, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.